We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, check it out.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon.
You are my daddy, Aaron Rodgers.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Robbie Maglov bowing down to Aaron Rodgers. Wow. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Rami's show yesterday, he had to pay his penance to Rodgers. He was one of the good Bears fans yesterday. A lot of Bears fans are distraught over what happened. As you know, Aaron Rodgers ran into the end zone and said, "All my life I've effing owned you. I still own you. I still own you." So after the game, we heard the anecdote that Rodgers saw a woman giving him the double bird. And immediately, we're like, well, we got to track down this woman, everybody. Apparently, Packers Instagram, there's a video where you can spot the woman. And she wasn't the only one giving the middle finger. More evidence has come out that many Bears fans were throwing up the middle finger. Which is good, because there was a section of Bears fans that were convinced Rodgers was just saying that as a way to justify it. I mean, this is so stupid. And an NFL player who has dominated a team scored a touchdown and was pumped up in the moment and said, "I still own you, I still own you." Now, for most people, we're like, that's pretty funny. All right, let's keep on living our lives. But for a lot of Bears fans, they are down, and they are down bad. They are hurting. One popular refrain I saw yesterday was, "Oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears." Well, you know what owns Rodgers? NFC Championship games. Okay, that's interesting. They do. Yeah, Rodgers. We've been to what, four of the last six? I don't know. I'm losing track. But for the Bears fans to say that, the Bears fans, when they haven't been to an NFC Championship game since 2010, a game where they lost at Soldier Field to Rodgers, it just seems like some gymnastics mentally that they are not thinking through that at all. They need to relax. They need to settle down. For whatever reason, like every national show has a resident Bears fan on it. Sarah Spain's always chirping. Adam Rank is a dork. I hate that guy. I like Kyle Brandt, friend of show, Good Morning Football, and he's a Bears fan, but he was telling Chicago, look, we got to act better than this, you guys.
Let's get into this. Yesterday, the Packers played at Soldier Field, and Aaron Rodgers scored a touchdown, and when he got up, he faced the stands, and there was this moment.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers.
Aaron
So my head scratcher is more like a table banger. It is the way that the Bears fans online and in my life are reacting to this. Hmm. I've sent a lot of memes, a lot of texts. I've seen a lot of tweets. If you are mad about this and you are insulted by this, feel that way. But there are some real pieces of cockamamie BS coming out of Bears fans right now saying, oh, he owns us. He owns the officiating. Stop saying that. You guys scored 14 points yesterday. It has nothing to do with that. Well, the NFC title game owns Rodgers. I'm embarrassed for you when I read that, when you say that. You would cut off your arm to even sniff an NFC title game as a Bears fan. Stop saying that. The first stage of recovery is acceptance. Mm-hmm. Accept it. He does own you. The reason he was playing in the home green uniforms yesterday is because he was at home.
Oh!
That's the reason. It's going to end. This is probably the last time he's going to come into that stadium as a Green Bay Packer. Sit back, relax, hope Jordan Love doesn't become Joe Montana, which he probably will. I just want to say that all of these petty complaints and stupid excuses about officiating this are beneath you as a fan base and as a city. You are Chicago, Illinois. Act accordingly. We will move past this. Accept it, and we will move past it.
That's Kyle Brandt. There you go. A rational Bears fan having to accept the fact, just like Rami did, that Aaron Rodgers... Now, owning you is one thing. Calling him your daddy, that might be a little extreme for Rom Dog, whose show I am scheduled to be on at 4 o'clock. I'm totally sleeping through it today. I'm taking a good nap today. I'm taking a real good nap. I got two games to watch tonight. I got to watch Bucks Nets, of course. Then Warriors Lakers. There's no way I'm not watching that. I'm not sure if you guys know. Toby just found out today. My brother works for the Warriors.
Really? I've never heard that.
Yeah. So I root for the Warriors, and I get into them. So I'll be rooting for them tonight. Probably stay up late. Be a little groggy tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But good nap today. So I'm supposed to be with Rami at 4. That could be a snoozer. I could be snoozing right through that one today. We'll see. I'll do my best for Rom Dog because I do want to talk about all this with him and preview the Bucks and all that stuff. Eric Name, by the way, 8:35 this morning. Paul Emig at 9 as we continue to preview the Bucks. But did want to just put a bow on this Rodgers thing because Bears fans are going crazy. Olin Krutz, who used to play for the Bears and now does hits with 670 The Score, which Toby just found out about this too. They are a sister station of ours, and you can find them on the Odyssey app.
An Odyssey station.
I'm learning so much today.
I mean, it's really an informative day. It's just kind of a weird, wacky Tuesday. By the way, quick aside, are you going to wear football team clothes every day this week? I think that's your agenda.
Every day.
Every day.
Yep.
Yesterday you rocked a Sean Taylor jersey?
Correct.
Today you got Terry McLaurin?
Correct.
What's tomorrow?
Probably Chase Young.
And then Thursday?
We'll see.
Possibly. Do you have enough or do you have to go back to Taylor?
I have two Sean Taylor jerseys. I don't think the other one fits.
Ah, yeah.
I could always go with the Old Faithful, Robert Griffin III.
Hmm. Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
T-Mac might come back around on Friday.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I've seen you with T-Mac on Friday. That seems to be a thing. Do you have, like, an Art Monk?
Unfortunately, no. I'd love a Daryl Green.
Oh, yeah, he was good. Yeah. Do you have a Rod Gardner?
No. Oh. Deion Sanders?
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Smith? Donovan McNabb?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of rando.
I do. I did have a Donovan McNabb jersey.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, I could wear my Kirk Cousins jersey in here.
You have a Kirk jersey?
Yeah.
What'd you buy that for?
I didn't. My dad bought it for me. Never worn it.
Never?
Never.
Oh, my God.
You like that? You like that?
I think this week would be a good time. Okay. Washington versus Green Bay. Bart versus Toby. We lay it all on the line. You get tickets yet?
No, they're expensive.
Yeah. Maybe just watch on TV.
I think that might be what I have to do.
I still think you're going, but... Anyway, here's the clip from Mully and Haw, 670 The Score. former Bears are still upset.
Olin, you talked about wearing two hats when we were in the pregame show. You talked about being a Bears alum and being an analyst. And you said that when you made the pick and you picked the Bears to win the game, you did so because you're an alum. When you, as an alum, let's keep that hat on. When you see Aaron Rodgers run into the end zone and he apparently was flipped off and he tells the crowd, I still own you. I still own you. I've owned you my whole blanking life. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah.
I like to punch him in his face. When you see that, that's your first reaction, right? I don't care if you're right. I don't care what his excuse is. That's just is your first reaction. I don't care if he, you know, I don't know. To me, that's a lame excuse. At the podium, I saw some lady flick me off and I blacked out. Look. Just say you. That's how you. We all know this is the kind of guy you are. You know, competitive, and that's the way you feel. And you have won a lot of games here at Soldier Field. And you know, just because you're right, it doesn't make you right for doing it. Doesn't make us any less pissed off here. And we should all like Justin Fields showed you on the podium after the game. There should be a little edge after this. After a while, you know, after a while, you get sick of getting beat up, and it's been a long time here. And you know, I guess I can't say too much. I know you guys have a dumb button there. I'd like to tell you exactly how I feel about it, but I can't say too much on this radio show on the radio about exactly how I feel about Aaron Rodgers doing that.
Yeah, Olin behind the microphone much different than maybe Olin in front of his locker. So that's probably wise.
As you two would well know.
Yeah, as we might well know, on and off when the recorder's running.
I want to punch him. Come on, guys. You know, Bears fans, I'm telling you, they are really taking this one hard. Just this morning, I was on Twitter and I saw someone complaining about Justin Fields didn't get a timeout he was trying to call or something. It's every little thing. I love when we play the Bears or the Vikings. And if you're a Packer fan, you know the history of bad calls that have gone against us. But I think you also know that sometimes we get a call, but sometimes we don't. I mean, sometimes we get a call and sometimes we don't. NFC Championship game. There was a holding pass interference call on Kevin King that we dispute. And there could have been one on Tampa late in the game. But, you know, we don't get those calls. Bears fans think that Rodgers is like one with the officials. We, Packers, had a touchdown call back on a phony offensive pass interference. Do you just forget about that? It's just Bears fans. This is. You think this guy owns you, and you're so upset, so do something about it. At some point, Rodgers owning the Bears became less about Rodgers owning the Bears and more that the Bears have just sucked for 25 years.
Bart, do you know what this sounds like?
What?
This sounds like a rivalry. You talked about it all last week, how it doesn't feel like it's what it used to be. It doesn't feel like as much as a rivalry anymore, and you care more about the Vikings.
Yeah.
From everything you're saying right now, from everything the Bears fans are saying, this is still a rivalry. You feel like you're getting slighted at every turn. Bears fans are frustrated that Aaron Rodgers is claiming he owns them, even though he does. Packers fans are frustrated they're not getting the respect they deserve from the Chicago fans. I mean, this is still a rivalry. While it may not be much of a competition on the field anymore, it's still a rivalry. That's exactly what it is. That's what this sounds like. And so, I don't know that we can going into the next Bears game, inevitably we'll go through our checklist again. This is still a rivalry. It's still a big deal. It's a big deal to fans. It's still a big deal to Rodgers, so it makes it a big deal for the Packers. And you know when he says that, it's going to be a big deal for the Bears when they come up to Lambeau.
Oh. Oh. Check it out. Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon.
You are by daddy, Aaron Rodgers.
I'm gonna make Rami call me his daddy today at 4 o'clock. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Crazy finish on Monday Night Football. Some interesting developments since Sunday's game. Seahawks could be looking at a new quarterback. Urban Meyer wins a game in the NFL, and he's comparing it to some of his greatest life moments. He said after the game, it was like getting a lap dance from a Cohen. That might have been a joke tweet I saw. I'm not sure.
414-799-1250.
And now, a message from the National Football League.
Hi, I'm Roger Goodell, and when you see me on TV, it's never good. This time, one of our coaches is accused of racism, misogyny, and homophobia, but hey, at least no one's talking about concussions. I think we can all agree the emails sent by Raiders coach John Gruden were horrifying and deeply offensive. All 32 teams in our league understand that diversity is our strength, and I know our black coaches would agree. Both of them. Now, Coach Gruden has asked to say a few words. I said, bad idea. But he got on his knees and begged. And you know how much I hate seeing someone kneel.
Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo. Saturday Night Live, their cold open over the weekend. A skit about the NFL. A lot on the skit that I don't feel comfortable even replaying here. As soon as the NFL logo popped up, I was like, I'm going to play some of this back on the show. And then there's a lot of things that they said that they can say on prime time, late night TV, that I don't feel comfortable saying.
Yeah, we'll let them say it.
Yeah, they can say it. I don't even feel comfortable replaying some of the stuff they said, just because I don't. They did spoof a little bit of Toby's team, the Washington football team. Here's part of the segment. It's online on YouTube and stuff, the full 8 minutes. Here's a portion of that.
I'll throw it over to the new chairman of women's relations for the NFL, a cheerleader for the Washington football team.
Thank you. Thank you. I, just like my team, don't have a name. And I just want to say, the emails John Gruden sent to our organization do not reflect the values of our team. A team that until a year ago was called the Redskins. I also want to say to women who felt offended by the emails, lighten up. They're funny. You guys, it was a meme of the first female referee, and she was thinking, wait a minute, this isn't my kitchen. That's funny. Just laugh.
So that was the brief. But then they brought out their new mascot. I should have just played this part. They brought out their new mascot. It was Kyle Mooney as Giuseppe the Stinky Italian. Because they said that now we're to the place where we can make fun of white people. And so this guy came. He was dressed as Mario. And he's like, hey, I like a pizza pepperoni. I'm part Italian. I can do that.
I will say, it is ridiculous that there are 650,000 emails that they're trying to cover up whatever they're doing, and the only domino to fall in this whole Washington football team investigation is a guy that wasn't even with the Washington football team.
Either the emails are so bad that the NFL thinks releasing any more of these would end us, or it was just Gruden's email forward continually 650,000 times with, like, can you believe this guy? Or, well, even worse, LOL, so true.
Well, and there's other emails with Bruce Allen and some NFL lawyer or something like that. I don't know exactly. I won't speculate on who it was or whatnot. But there's most definitely other things that could damage the NFL. It just doesn't make sense to me that there's that many. And the only guy that's going to face repercussions for this, other than obviously Bruce Allen himself and some of the people inside the Washington building that were doing terrible things, is John Gruden. I mean, there's other people, without a doubt, that should be on the hot seat here that are going to get away with it because they're going to keep these emails covered up.
Here, I am going to play this part.
Because now we're using white stereotypes. Please welcome Giuseppe, the stinky Italian.
Hey! Not after spicy or food demo! That's right, we Italians make the meatballs and do the pizza. I am so sorry. This don't feel right.
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Well, there was always the push to say that they could have kept the name as Redskins and just put a potato in it. Heard that about 100 million times.
A potato.
And I'm just waiting for the day when a bunch of people, a bunch of keyboard warriors come with, if they stick with Washington football team, say, hey, why don't they drop in Washington? Because that's offensive too.
Yeah, no, everything's offensive. Everything can be offensive. The Vikings is offensive. Vikings were mass murderers back in the day. Everything's offensive. What else could be offensive? Tony in Texas. He could be offensive. What's up, Tone?
I can be, Bart. I can be.
How you been?
You know what, Bart? I'm not going to lie. I was a little bummed out last week with the Brewers. They are my first true love. I fell in love when I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it was Milwaukee Brewer baseball, number one, Daisy Duke, number two. So, you know, I always had Brewer fever, you know, before Bucks Lust, before I was a member of G-Force, it was the Brewers for me. So that was tough to take, and I just didn't want to hear about it. So just took a couple days off. But you know what, Bart? Like any relationship, when it ends, a new one begins.
You know, I want to say something because, you know, people that enjoy the show, they tell me this a lot. Sometimes when there's a big loss, they need a couple of days away from just talking about it, which I guess I understand. I remember when the Packers lost to the Seahawks in 2014, and I worked here, but I didn't work until Wednesday that week, and I didn't listen to anything. But now, you know, working every day, I need you guys. I need you. I'm suffering through it too. You guys get to pick and choose when you're here or not. I need you guys after tough losses. So don't run away from me again.
I know, Bart, but, you know, when there's a breakup, when you break up with a lady, just, I don't want to talk about it anymore. So I just, that's it. It's over. On to the Bucks, and we got our Packers. So, and I'm glad Aaron Rodgers is who he is. Yes, is he frustrating, Bart? Is he complicated? Yes. But I love that, what he did. I remember the 80s. I don't know if you remember the 80s, Bart. I remember Refrigerator Perry plowing over us in 85 on Monday Night Football. So screw the Bears, screw the Bears fans. That was awesome, and it's good to see. So as far as the Bucks, Bart, I'm with you. This team's going back-to-back.
Yeah.
This team is going back-to-back, and I think this team's much better than last year. They got that confident swagger going. Middleton, like you said, Giannis is shooting like Middleton. Middleton's playing like Giannis. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great year, and I can't wait to see how it all goes down tonight. I'm glad that the owners got the rings or designed the rings, right, Bart? That's really exciting. I like that little chuckle you had on that. As if they don't have enough, they got to design the rings. Anyway, but yeah, it's going to be awesome tonight. And as far as last night's football game, Bart, did you see A.J. Brown had a Chipotle incident? Is that going to sway you from going to Chipotle anymore?
You know what? I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't hear about that? Toby, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he had some food poisoning.
At Chipotle?
Yeah, at Chipotle.
I heard he had food poisoning. I didn't know where it was.
Yeah, it was at Chipotle. I heard they're running low on the lean pockets, Bart. I don't know if it's because of this supply chain shortage or what's going on, but I had some issues with this supply chain shortage.
Well, let me say one thing, because neither of them are, you know, whatever, but I've always been Team Qdoba.
Qdoba's got a great quesadilla.
Yeah, I would rather have Qdoba.
I don't know if I've ever had Chipotle. I've had Qdoba plenty of times.
Well, the first time I went to Chipotle, I was so familiar with Qdoba that I used some of the Qdoba verbiage at Chipotle, and they I almost got banned forever. I felt like they were so mad at me. They're like, we don't do that here. Oh, geez. Sorry.
Well, Bart, the supply chain shortage, I think, has affected me. It's affected Notebook Mike. You know, Notebook Mike's going off script. He doesn't have his notebook anymore. I know he's catching a lot of flack, but, you know, let's lay off the guy.
That's why for the supply chain shortage, like, you can't get anything. That's why you got to stock up. You got to stock up.
I went to Chick-fil-A, and they ran out of Chick-fil-A sauce. I went to get a new key fob. They had no little computer chips.
Yeah. So,
are you getting affected by this like I am?
No. Taco Bell's still open. Doritos are still on the shelves. I'm pretty good.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, Bart, I do have a
although I've been eating
though.
Slightly healthier, Tony.
Good to hear. Lean
I'm
pockets?
Eating. No, I have cut them out of my diet. No Hot Pockets. Gone.
Diet Mountain Dew?
Well, that'll never go away.
Okay.
But keto-friendly bread on my sandwiches.
That sounds healthy.
Mm-hmm. Bart, you can't even taste the difference. What's your beef?
I got a beef with you. You didn't go to the Bears game. I'm going to the Cardinals game. I thought you and your buddies might be going to that game. Are you going to any games, Bart?
Well, we were going to go to the Cardinals game was our first choice, and then that didn't happen. And then the Chicago game was second, but not enough people could go. There might be a Hail Mary to go to Baltimore.
Yeah, go stay with Horvat.
Yeah, Horvat said he's gone, and that kind of encouraged me to maybe, because 2 months away, I can still plan this trip.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, Bucks tonight, Bart. I think they win. It's going to be emotional. And I'm picking the Bucks to go back-to-back.
Me too.
Bucks versus the Mavs, the Jason Kidd Bowl.
Well,
Bucks and six, part two.
I think you'll be on an island with the Mavs pick, but I get it.
Maybe not.
A lot of people. You, Toby?
Yeah, Tony's stealing my thunder here.
You think the Mavs are going to the finals?
I'll save that for later.
I guess, Luka.
You got to pick with the superstar.
The Mavs have like seven guys from their rotation last year that are free agents right now.
Yeah, they'll be motivated then. That's good.
But they know, like, they're guys that were playing last year are not in the league yet. They've refreshed so much around Luka.
Right. They look good against the Bucks. I know it's preseason, but
all right.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting times. Bucks are back, Bart. Yes. Pack's back. So let's enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride, Tony. That's what I always say.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, Bart.
All right, that's Tony in Texas. Big Monday Night Football game last night. Bills, Titans. It came down to the Bills had the opportunity on a 4th-and-1 within their 10-yard line, within the Titans' 10-yard line. They could have easily lined up and kicked a field goal. The time was running off the clock. Instead, the Bills decided to go for it. Titans radio.
Allen, under center. Sneaking,
no,
I don't know.
He did not make that.
I do not know. Let's see where they spot it.
He did not make that.
The Titans think they have stopped it. Let's wait. Allen tried to sneak. He got nothing, or so it appeared.
He got it. They got it. They did it. They did it. Yes. Not yes. Not yes. Hell yes.
All right, Titans radio. Bills coach Sean McDermott defends his decision.
Most quarterback sneaks are there's a feel or a read element involved, Tim, and Josh is usually spot on with those. You've seen him have a lot of success in those situations, and you know. So again, give them the credit. They made the play when they had to make one, and you know, felt, you know, hey, if we're that far from potentially winning the game, right there was the best thing we could do. We hadn't stopped them on defense. For a number of drives there in the second half, really. So, but again, felt like we could go and win the game right there, and obviously didn't get it done.
Yeah, I'll get a little more into this next hour. There's still some NFL stuff we want to do. We're going to talk some college with Don Wachilis coming up. A lot more Bucks. Eric Name, 8:35. Paul Imig. We'll go through the NBA with him around 9:00. I'm totally fine with the decision. I think that I preferred for the Bills to kick the field goal because I wanted to keep watching the game. Okay? I didn't have any fantasy matchup implications, so maybe some of you wanted to kick the field goal so you could have Derrick Henry run for a 4th touchdown, or you had...
Yeah, I preferred the field goal because I picked Bills -5.
And I picked the Titans, and you can make a lot of money off the Titans when you figure out what they are. When you count them out, they win. And now people are going to be high on the Titans again. This is what always happens. I got to look at the Titans' schedule because this is what always happens. This has been going on for 3 years. So now the Titans are, people like them again. So usually they win the next game after a big win. So the next game they play the Chiefs.
They could do it.
They're going to win that game. And then people are going to be like, oh my God, the Titans are for real. And then they play the Colts. They will lose that game. I am almost willing to put anything on that combo. Titans beat Chiefs. Can I get that line? Titans beat Chiefs. Titans lose the Colts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's just the Titans. The Titans that I know for the last four years. The Mike Vrabel Titans, or Matt Vrabel, as the ESPN bottom line said last night. They win. So this was their big win. Now they're going to follow that up with a bigger win. And then because people are like, oh, good win. But once they beat the Chiefs, you're going to be like, oh, my God, the Titans are good. And then they're going to lose to the Colts.
Right now, BetMGM has the Chiefs as 4.5-point favorites.
Titans. Titans money line. And then they're going to beat the Colts or lose to the Colts. So that is, if I know the Titans, that's how it's going to go down. We'll talk more about that decision, but I had no problem with it. I know that maybe 5 years ago, everybody's kicking the field goal, but teams are playing to win now.
I like that.
The Bills are in a division where they can afford to do this. Maybe you look at like home field advantage. Okay, we can look at that. Season's so long. We're still so early. The Bills wanted to win, and they probably had a better chance trying to win on that play than going to overtime, having to win a coin toss, having to stop the Titans, which they could not do in the second half. I got no problem with it.
No, I love it. Play to win the game, and, you know, conventional wisdom says play for overtime, but they could lose in overtime, and then we're looking back at 4th and 1 and saying, why didn't you go for it? Try to win the football game. I love it. You got your best, the ball in the best player's hands on your team. Make a play. If he doesn't, you lose. If he makes a play, you win. I love it. Put the ball in your player's hands. Let him make a play, and if it works out, it's praised. It didn't work out. It's, you know, criticized today, but that's what you got to do as a head coach. Sometimes things aren't going to work out.
We are in a sea change where NFL teams were normally playing to not lose. And now coaches are trying to actually win. Very exciting. In college football, there was a quarterback that all he had to do was spike it, kick the field goal, and they win. The guy took a knee, and the game was over. And it happened here in Wisconsin. And it benefited my lacrosse Eagles, who I only really get into when they're like undefeated this deep in the season. Otherwise, I couldn't tell you who they played, when they played. But they're undefeated right now. And that's exciting. We'll talk to Don Wachilis about that. College football, big matchups for the Badgers coming up. They can play spoiler a little bit. Although maybe there's still some Big Ten West dreams alive. Is that ridiculous to say? That coming up. Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. They have all of the following deals. Let me try to do them in order as far as the process goes. So you bring them out for a consultation because you want new window siding and doors, and you want to see what they can do, the customizable doors and the high-energy, efficient, high-quality windows, which you see that all their products are backed with a double lifetime warranty. They show you that. Then, when they get out there, they do a consultation at no cost, all right? And they have $100 Packer Pro Shop gift cards that they're giving to people that have them out for consultations, whether they end up getting the new windows or not. They're a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, and they're spreading the joy with you. So then you say, all right, this is great. Thanks for the gift card. Let's have you come out. They schedule the installation. the installation this week. It is an offer backed by popular demand, and you can see why it's popular. It's free. Free installation right now. Then they say, all right, here's the total. By the way, you only paid for half your windows because we have the buy one, get one deal. And then you're like, all right, let me write you a check. And they say, au contraire, mon frère, no payments for a full year. All of those things, if you can keep track, are available right now at Windows Select. And don't let me forget to tell you how highly rated the products are. Located in Menominee Falls, been doing this for decades. They want to look at your home next. Give them a call. WindowsSelect.com, 262-703-3500. 1250 AM, The Fan. Good morning, everybody. This segment brought to you by Scrub-A-Dub and their Scrub Club. Toby's friends at Scrub-A-Dub. It's hard to say. Scrub-A-Dub, Scrub Club. Oh, you can get it. Scrub-A-Dub, Scrub Club. Hard to say, easy to use. Wash your car every day if you want. One low price starting at $13 per month. Scrub-A-Dub Scrub Club at any local Scrub-A-Dub location. Sign up at scrubadub.biz. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Don Wachilis of the College Sports Show. Talking college sports at the D1 level, as you would expect. And there are things happening. College basketball rankings coming out. Panthers, Milwaukee Panthers holding their media day yesterday. They're going to get some more attention with Patrick Baldwin Jr. committing there this year. So a lot of good stuff coming up. And we'll start with what kind of got viral over the weekend. Don, I do enjoy when my our alma mater succeeds. Lacrosse.
It is fun, isn't it, watching the University of Wisconsin lacrosse have a little bit of success.
Now, as far as the football team, I kind of only really pay attention when they're undefeated this deep in the season.
Fair enough.
And that undefeated streak continued. And I'm going to play the clip here because I think a lot of people saw the final 10 seconds of this game. But it's even more awful for Platteville with the clip that you sent me when you see how it went down. This is just a really tough situation for Platteville. We'll, of course, you know, celebrate it as lacrosse guys, but still, you feel bad for this kid. Here's the play. This has to be, was this Platteville calling the game? They had to, this has to be theirs.
Lacrosse, yeah, it was on their feed.
Lacrosse is up 24-23. It's a 3rd and 5, fourth quarter. There's 33 seconds left. Here you go.
The three receivers on the near side, Schutz looking middle, rolling now
he's
to
got,
his
he's
left.
He's got Lamers.
He's got a man middle of the field.
Okay, you've
first
got
first down.
You got to spike it. You got to spike it.
First down, clock.
Got to kill the clock. So a first down here is
25
the
seconds.
Ball
clock's
is set
rolling
at the 14-yard line. Colin Schutz looks around. I don't know why he's looking. Schutz, you got to spike it. You've got to spike it. They've been rolling clock.
Oh, he's waiting for it to get down, and then they're going to try for the field goal attempt here. So,
what did he do? He just took a knee.
He took a knee, and the clock is rolling. He completely brain farted on that one. The clock is at zero, and lacrosse is going to escape Platteville with a 24-23 victory. Colin Schutz, who was watching the clock roll down, was waiting to spike
and
it.
And I'm
going to
get out of this video here because now it just, now he goes to his knees. He's devastated.
Yeah.
He's crushed. So, yay, lacrosse won, but man, that is a mistake, Don.
I have never been more excited to see our alma mater win a game. But as you said, as the video goes, your heart just sinks for this kid. I would love to see a camera angle from the other side of the field because there are a couple of times where Schultz looks over to the bench. And you have to believe the coaches are saying, just relax, kind of a deal. Like, we're going to run some clock off so when we kick the field goal, lacrosse won't have another opportunity. And I don't know what the coaches are saying to create that situation. To me, the coaches have been through that 1,000 times. I was listening yesterday, you know, everybody's jumping on Mike McCarthy for his clock management with the Cowboys. And one of the comments they said is, being a head coach, you go through this and through this and through this, that you should have some ability then to manage. Well, the same thing here. You've got your quarterback in a very unique situation, It's the coaching staff that has to really walk you through this. I get it, it's a pressure situation, but I would really love to see what the coaches were doing at this time in order to kind of try and alleviate the pressure that the quarterback was going through.
I didn't know this. Lacrosse's coach is a graduate of Platteville?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. He was hired last year, but obviously with COVID, no season. So it's his actual second year, but first year on the sideline.
I text my buddy who played for the Platteville Pioneers back in, 03, 04. You know, we're old now. And I said, I said, you guys aren't very bright over there in Platteville. And my buddy Tony responded, no, I disagree. I thought he had a great form when taking that knee. So Platteville, they look at the positives over there. So that's good. Lacrosse is
glass half full.
Yeah. Lacrosse and Whitewater, both undefeated in the conference. That's a matchup on November 6th that I may have to think about going to if they're both undefeated at that time. You know, this WEAC conference, if I have this right, the D3 football tournament is like 32 teams, and aren't right. there like 27 conferences or something like that? So a bunch of teams,
yes.
a bunch of teams get the automatic qualifier, and then a lot of the at-large bids go to the WEAC because that conference is so good. It's like, really, you could put six or seven of the teams in there if you wanted to do the best teams in the country. It's just a great conference, and you know it's great to have here in the state.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable D3 conference. And as you said, you get the conference champions that get the automatic bid. But then when you look at the top 25, you've got three in the top 25 right now with Whitewater, Lacrosse, and Oshkosh. And Oshkosh is in the top 25, and they're 1-2 in the conference. So that gives you an indication of how well-respected the conference is when you've got a team sitting below 500 in the conference that's still in the top 25. And then, if I'm not mistaken, there's still three teams from the WEAC that are in that honorable mention category that are getting votes for the top 25. So, in essence, you've got six teams from the conference that are at least getting some love nationally. And not to say that six teams are going to get into the tournament, but it just goes to the level of play that you find in the WEAC.
Speaking of football across the state, obviously the Wisconsin Badgers getting by Army the other night. And I think what this season could be is the breakout campaign for Braylon Allen out of Fond du Lac, another alma mater of mine, why I bring it up. But they might have, like, you know, Wisconsin's always had that two, three-year running back, whether it's James White or Gordon or Monty Ball or Jonathan Taylor. Allen could be that guy for the next few years.
And I think that's why Berger left. I think that's why he's decided to go into transfer portal. I think the entire shift in that running back room is now gone to Braylon Allen, seeing what he's been able to do at the age of 17, which is absolutely remarkable. I think that shift is why you saw somebody like Berger say, you know what, it might be time for me to hit that transfer portal because I need to go someplace else in order to showcase my talents, because right now within the realm of this Badger program, the running back dominance as far as carries go is now going to move towards Braylon Allen.
Badgers have Purdue this weekend, who you'd normally say, oh, we can win that game. Purdue just beat Iowa, and then the Badgers face Iowa at home. That could be a big one for them to kind of, you know, show their relevancy still in the Big Ten West. Just this weekend for now, I mean, what kind of challenges do you see for the Badgers against Purdue on the road?
Well, first of all, the offense has to do something. I mean, we're running the ball fairly effectively as of the last couple of weeks, but when we get inside the red zone, we're just anemic. Graham Mertz has got to figure out that there's more receivers on the field than Jake Ferguson, because that seems the only receiver he tends to go to when he checks down. He looks deep and then immediately goes right to Ferguson, which is fine. He's making the catches. But I think we've got to see if we can stretch the field a little bit. And then defensively, it's going to be about stopping David Bell, who just torched Iowa last week, 200-plus yards receiving, a touchdown. I have faith in Jim Leonard that he'll figure out a way to kind of slow that down a little bit. But you have to worry, because going into the game between Iowa and Purdue. Everybody was talking about Iowa's defense, and Iowa could not figure out a way to stop Purdue. So it's going to be a little nerve-wracking, but if you can get past Purdue, Purdue gave you the blueprint in how to beat Iowa, which is don't give them short field and don't turn the ball over. I mean, Purdue held on to the ball, didn't commit any turnovers. They made them play the length of the field, and they exposed Iowa's offense, which isn't very good. They've been winning defensively by getting the turnovers and creating short field. So it's going to be on Jim Leonard. That's what this Badger team is this year. It's about the defense, and if the Badgers are going to win, it's going to be about Jim Leonard's defense, keeping them in the game and hoping that the offense can score some points and not turn the ball over.
Of course, I've talked with you about this. My adopted team this year in college football is whatever is the best mid-major. Right now, that's Cincinnati before they jump to the Big 12 eventually. Cincinnati is two in the country for Cincinnati. They've got, like, nobody on their schedule left, so they have to keep routing teams the way they routed UCF. The Big Ten, though, man, the Big Ten, especially in the East, they could have a say about what happens with Cincinnati. Whenever the college football committee starts doing their rankings, you can't leave a team out of your top four that's in the AP and coaches top two. But if you look at how this is going to go down, Georgia's one. So Georgia, let's say Georgia runs the table. They'll beat Alabama again. They'll get in. Now, if Alabama beats Georgia, they're both getting in. They will.
Yes.
Then you're going to look at, is there a Big 12 champion we can put in? Right now, that's Oklahoma. And they could have a big showdown, I think, Thanksgiving weekend against Oklahoma State, who's staying undefeated. Ohio State could claw their way back into this. You know, Penn State's coming up, Michigan State's a big game. You've got three. Let me look at this. You've got Ohio State at 5-1, Michigan 6-0, Michigan State 7-0, Penn State 5-1. All of those teams out east, they could still make an impact. So even though Cincinnati's two, they are far from a lock, even if they go undefeated, which sucks. But there's a lot of good top-heavy teams out there.
Looking at the way this could play out and the idea of the Big Ten East being as brutal as it is, and their schedule coming down the stretch, the last half of the season is going to be some of the best regular season football games that we're going to see heading into bowl season. The way this could play out, and I hear what you're saying about Cincinnati, and they do. They've got to whoop teams by 30 or 40 going towards the end of the year. But you could literally see two SEC and two Big Ten teams in the Final Four playing for the national championship.
I think what we need to remember is there are no qualifications. It's a committee that picks four teams. Doesn't matter if you win your conference or not. It's just they're the four teams that they want to see play. I would like an expanded playoff. I would like some, you know, qualifications. I would love the 12-team format. But as much as I think it should be expanded, I like it better than two. And it does still, like, it's a catch-22 because the regular season, it is more compelling. It's going to be more compelling down the next month here with Cincinnati and trying to see about these Big Ten teams. With the Big 12, is there going to be someone emerging? So, it's going to suck for a team or two or three, but the goal was to make every regular season game important and matter, and they've succeeded with that.
They have succeeded with that, but I think the success will still be there when they expand the playoff system. Because right now, if you're looking at the Badgers, and going into the season, we had a lot of hope, a lot of hype, hoping that maybe they could find their way at least into the conversation of the Final Four. And when you lose one game, you kind of look at it and go, okay, it's done. The opportunity to get into the Final Four by losing one game is kind of shot down by historically looking at the way the system has been set up. Now, this year, it's completely different. We've got chaos in college football where we've got a lot of teams that have one loss, and so it kept the dream alive, so to speak. But expanding to 12, if they go to 12 like they're talking about, I still think the regular season has a huge impact on viewership, on fandom, just because you still have a chance. You can't lose three or four games and expect to be one of the 12 that gets in. I just, the idea of going from 4-12 and losing the importance of the regular season, I just don't think will happen.
Well, I can't wait to someday maybe find out. Don Wachilis, College Sports Show, Thursdays at 6 right here on The Fan. Appreciate your time as always. We'll be tuned in on Thursday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Love talking with Don. I love talking college football. I watch it all day Saturday. I think college football, for the amount of time I spend watching something, equated to how much time we talk about it on the show, I thought it was always soccer. I, you know, I watch soccer, and when do we ever talk soccer? Every time I mention soccer, I say a disclaimer. I'm saying, sorry, guys, I'll get out of this in 20 seconds. I just have a comparison to make. But college football, I spent all my day Saturday watching college football. And I guess like being a husband and dad. But look, I go to the park, but I got my phone on streaming Cincinnati UFC. Oh, God, the park was brutal on Saturday. These kids were playing with my son, and I don't know if they like one. My son gravitates towards older kids. He's 2, and so he was like hanging out with these 4-year-olds who were, I couldn't tell if they were picking on him or if they liked his company. It was a really upsetting experience. Park life, man. It is a war zone out there. It is a jungle. I'm Bart. That's Toby. Eric Name, 835. Bucks tonight. They're back. More on that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.